Hey, welcome to this very special edition of the Halifax Daily News. Mm. It's the Natal Day long weekend.
And there is so much going on.
So let's break it down into the 3 days.
Okay. Saturday. The big thing to note about Saturday, this is the last year for the bridge fireworks until 2017. So
why is that?
Well, because the McDonald Bridge is undergoing a major overhaul. They call it the Big Lift. They're doing a major redecking project. So and it's going to be out of commission for the fireworks until 2017. So this is going to be big, bad fireworks.
They're blowing off 3 years worth of fireworks, basically.
Well, I mean, suffice to say, they will have Natal Day fireworks for the next couple of years, but they just won't be set off from the McDonald Bridge.
Really is spectacular.
It is, yeah.
Best place to view them, I would say the grounds of the Nova Scotia Hospital on the Dartmouth side, because you get to see the fireworks going off in front of the Halifax skyline. That's kind of our secret place that we've gone for the last little while.
Yeah, well, you know what? Neighbor Stephen just called yesterday morning to ask my opinion. He was going to take some video of the fireworks for his father-in-law.
Right.
And I suggested Rainbow Gate, because of course he has military clearance, so I thought that might be a good spot down there where all the parades marshal, the parade of lights and whatnot. So anyway,
well, whatever side you decide to watch them on, when are they? And
well, give or take, it's usually 10 o'clock.
That's the Saturday.
Yep, Saturday. And if it's rained out, it goes on Sunday.
Okay.
But blow by blow, go to natalday.org for the most up-to-date information on the fireworks,
and we'll put a link to that on our Facebook page.
Halifax Transit. Free ferry service at the Alderney and Halifax terminals all day on Saturday as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sunday, you're back to paying, but they're going to be expanding the service. They're going to be out a little bit later, so folks can take in all the great stuff going on.
So what they lose on Saturday by offering free rides, they're going to make up for by doubling the amount of trips across the harbor, etc.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sticking with Saturday, Mayor Mike Savage and members of council do the annual garden party at the public gardens on Saturday. And live music, refreshments, there's kids activities. It goes from 1 until 5. We've got the Bellaliant Natal Day Great Lake Swimmers Concert, 6 o'clock Saturday at Alderney Landing in Dartmouth.
Great Lake Swimmers, great band, great Canadian band.
And it is a free show, by the way, too. So again, fireworks, 10 p.m. on Saturday. The rain date, 10 p.m. Sunday, if necessary. The Natal Day Family Celebration on the Common goes from noon until 7 p.m. on Sunday. Lots of live entertainment from the African Nova Scotia Music Association. They're going to have train rides, bouncy castles, all kinds of kids' games. And they're going to have a little fireworks show on the Commons at 9:30 on Sunday night. Now, the 119th Annual Natal Day Parade goes on Monday. Starts at Nova Lee Drive at 10 a.m. and continues across the McDonald Bridge to Sullivan's Pond, and natalday.org has the complete parade route. Take note that a lot of streets along the parade route will be canceled, or will be closed, rather, during that time.
Remember when we used to have two parades? One was on the Sunday and one was on the Monday for Dartmouth and for Halifax? Well, they've combined them, so extra long route. There's no excuse for you not to get out there and check it out.
Oh, exactly. And the Sullivan's Pond Family Fun Day is on Monday from noon until 5 p.m. All sorts, again, live entertainment, the train rides, bouncy castles. It sounds to me very similar to what's going on in the Commons on Sunday. They just transfer over to the other side of the harbor, and they're going to have prizes for best-dressed pirates and family costumes. The Bridge Walk, that goes on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m., the McDonald Bridge. So get your sneakers laced up and walk across the McDonald Bridge, get a little bit of exercise while you're at it.
And it's a great view. And really, you get to go right down the middle where the cars normally go. It's an area that you don't normally get to go. So bring the family.
No.
It is kind of a cool feeling walking across the bridge if you haven't done it yet.
Yes. And if you don't have serious vertigo.
That's the way I feel when I go on the pedestrian walkway on the side of the thing. I think the bridge walk right smack dab in the middle in that center lane is about the only way that I can do it.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a quick rundown of open and closed.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery stores on Monday. They're going to be open noon to 6. And both Superstore and Sobeys, noon to 6 on Monday. NSLC on Monday, noon to 6, except for the Scotia Square location, which will be closed. And the Micmac Mall location, which will be open only until 5 o'clock. All of the smaller brewery stores, the
cold
Propeller
beer stores.
Brewery, cold beer stores, let's see, Propeller Breweries on Gottigen and Windmill, going to be open from noon until 8 p.m. Garrison Brewery down on Marginal Road, open regular hours, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. p.m. Bishop Cellar, if you're looking for some wine, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. regular hours for them.
Lineup forms right behind Lisa.
Exactly. Talking malls, Halifax Shopping Center will be open noon until 5. Micmac, noon until 5 as well. Scotia Square is closed on Monday. All banks are closed Monday as well. The public library closed. If you're going downtown or anywhere in the city, good news, parking is free at the meters on Monday. Heads up that transit will be on a Sunday schedule, so they're doing the holiday schedule on Monday. Mm-hmm. Lots of street closures because of activities. Yonge Street between Gonnegan and Islesville be closed from 7 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Monday for the Natal Day pancake breakfast at the Hydrostone Park. Creighton Avenue between Dahlia and Ochterlony will be closed pretty much all day, 9:30 a.m. until 9 p.m. for the family day at Sullivan's Pond. And still over in Dartmouth, Prince Albert Road between Hawthorne and Sinclair, closed from 3 p.m. until midnight for the fireworks on Lake Banook.
All right, so that was Saturday. What about Sunday? Just kidding. I just let you go and you go, don't you, lady?
A couple of neat other things that are going on as well. Cape and Cowl Comics. It's a new comic and collectible store that's opening up in Sackville. And they are having an event, the Grand Parade, on Sunday from noon until 2 p.m. It's sort of a flash mob event. And so they're going to be having a couple of flash mob dances. They'll have somebody there to teach. And then you can just join up. It's going to be a big party. They say come in costumes. So it's sort of the kickoff to their new store in Sackville.
And I know what you're saying. Well, if it's a flash mob, isn't that supposed to be word of mouth through the internet? What are you two doing talking about it? Well, this is the internet.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Now part of this. We're no longer the media. We're the internet. So we can create our own flash mobs or at least help other people promote theirs.
Well, yeah. And the great thing about flash mobs is that usually there's a well-choreographed dance that goes along with it. And they've got the person there who's going to teach the dance. And the tall ship, STS Lord Nelson.
Oh, yes.
Going to be open for tours this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. till noon. And again, from 2 until 4 p.m. The really cool thing about the Lord Nelson is that it is completely accessible. They have sailors on board that are in wheelchairs, and so the entire ship has been outfitted and designed to accommodate those sailors, and it's a teaching ship as well. So it's really cool to see this ship in action and see the crew. So go down and have a look-see.
And if you happen to be in a wheelchair, this is probably one of your few opportunities to actually have access to to a ship. Seriously,
yeah,
if it's designed for the disabled, then this might be for you.
Yeah, it's way down the south end of the waterfront near Emera, down to the entrance towards the Halifax seaport. So go on down and have a look-see.
Okay, Lisa, anything else of note?
Yeah, this is kind of cool. After the Natal Day parade, Quentrell Provo has, he's an anti-violence crusader in town. He organized the Stop the Violence March. He did this after his cousin was killed in 2012. So he sort of dedicated his life to anti-violence campaigning, and he's come up with an idea this year he's calling Holding Hands Against Violence. It's going to be happening after Monday's Natal Day parade around noon.
Whereabouts?
The entire line of the parade route.
Oh.
The goal is to make a line of people holding hands from one end of the parade route to the other. That's, you know, several kilometers. And if successful, the line would stretch all the way across the McDonald Bridge. He says, we're going to need thousands of people to do this.
So after the parade, you just better hope that the person beside you knows about this as well. Because if you try to hold, there could be a lot of people getting slapped.
Well, you know, the word is spreading. My Mayor Mike Savage and others have already committed to participate. And some provincial leaders have been supporting this as well. So let's go for it on
Monday.
Hold
the person's hand beside you right after the parade.
That's right. Holding Hands Against Violence.
And that more or less sums it up. If you haven't heard anything that interests you, go back to the beginning, listen again, because there's just so much stuff going on in our city. Get down and enjoy it.
Yes. Oh, and late breaking news, by the way, nothing to do with Natal Day, but it's great news nonetheless. Ellie Black won gold at the Commonwealth Games.
Well, congratulations, Ellie.
Yes.
Look at that. She even made the Natal Day podcast, and we weren't going to talk about anything other than Natal Day. So well done, Ellie. Have a great long weekend. And regular podcasting will continue come Tuesday.
Until then.